So how do we account for this difference in coefficients? And obviously, since the slope coefficient is so important to interpretation in terms of any managerial context, we need to understand why these values differ across models. The reason for this change is that earnings per share is correlated with many things. One of the things that earnings per share is correlated with is book value per share. So every time earnings per share changes, such as increases by $1, so do all the variables correlated with earnings per share, albeit to a lesser degree. The result is that when book value per share is held constant, then when earnings per share increases by $1, fewer things are changing that also affect price per share. So price per share does not change as much, in fact, only by $3.41, when earnings per share increases by $1 and book value per share is held constant.